Bienvenidos a Medicina Deportiva Semanal. Analizaremos en detalle este artículo para ayudarte a optimizar tu rendimiento, tu salud en general y a prevenir lesiones. Table of Contents. Introduction. Clinical skill alone doesn't run a clinic where business training fits into healthcare leadership. Why management matters in athletic care settings, where business-trained professionals actually work, the skills that actually show up on the job, the real-world pressure points, key takeaway, FAQ disclaimer. Introduction. Think about sports medicine and you probably picture rehab plans, return-to-play timelines, and injury prevention protocols. That's fair. It's the visible work. But behind every clinic, training center, and hospital sports program that actually runs well, there's a steady undercurrent of budgeting, staffing, compliance, and strategy, keeping the lights on. Understanding where healthcare and athletics meet in practice means looking past the exam room. Clinical skill alone doesn't run a clinic. Elite physicians, sharp physical therapists, and the latest recovery technology can all be in place, and a sports medicine operation can still struggle if the management underneath it is weak. Scheduling bottlenecks, insurance delays, staff turnover, and rising equipment costs erode patient care quietly rather than dramatically. Anyone who has waited weeks for an appointment or watched an athlete bounce between providers with no coordination has seen an operations problem play out. It rarely looks like a crisis in the moment. It just steadily wears down outcomes. This is where administrators earn their keep. They connect care delivery to business reality, managing budgets, overseeing staff, tracking regulatory requirements, and helping organizations grow without turning daily workflows into chaos. It's not the work that makes a highlight reel, but clinics depend on it to function under pressure, where business training fits into healthcare leadership. Say MBA, and a lot of people picture spreadsheets and a boardroom pep talk. In healthcare, the degree tends to be more grounded. It builds fluency in finance, organizational behavior, strategic planning, and operations, applied to settings where the decisions being made affect real patient care. For someone aiming at clinics, hospital systems, rehab centers, or athletic health programs, an MBA degree in healthcare administration pairs that business training with healthcare-specific decision-making. The payoff isn't abstract. It's learning how to make systems work better for patients, providers, and the organization at the same time. A foundation that carries into department leadership, operations roles, and eventually the executive track. Why management matters in athletic care settings? Sports medicine occupies an unusual space, part healthcare, part performance support, part logistics. A clinic might treat a torn A, C, L one day and spend the next coordinating concussion, follow-ups, insurance approvals, and communication with coaches and athletic trainers. That mix produces management challenges. Clinical training alone doesn't prepare anyone for. Leaders need a working knowledge of patient privacy law, reimbursement systems, staffing models, and service line planning, along with enough judgment to keep clinicians from burning out. Demand cycles compound the problem. A youth sports injury clinic sees very different patient flow than a hospital orthopedic department, with back-to-school physicals, playoff seasons, and weekend tournaments all creating spikes. Sound management is what keeps those spikes from becoming a scheduling meltdown, where business-trained professionals actually work. The image of a healthcare administrator stuck behind a desk undersells the range of the job. In sports medicine and adjacent healthcare settings, business-trained professionals show up in operations, clinic management, service development, compliance, finance, and program leadership. That can mean running an orthopedic practice, managing outpatient rehab services, coordinating physician groups, or overseeing strategy for a sports performance and recovery center. Larger hospital systems also lean on administrators for vendor contracts, community partnerships, and expansion planning, and college athletic departments frequently work alongside healthcare administrators on insurance processes and external provider relationships. The skills that actually show up on the job. The strongest healthcare leaders combine technical fluency with steady judgment. Reading a budget or a performance report is table stakes. Noticing when a team is stretched too thin or when a process is quietly frustrating patients is what separates competent management from good management. The skills that matter most in practice, financial analysis and budgeting, staff supervision and team communication, healthcare compliance awareness, workflow and operations planning, strategic problem solving, and data interpretation. Consider a clinic losing revenue to inconsistent claims coding. A manager with business training can work across billing, clinical, and compliance teams to tighten the process. And glamorous work that protects revenue and reduces patient frustration at once. The same logic applies to staffing. When appointment demand spikes every fall, guessing isn't a plan. Forecasting and a realistic read on labor costs are the real-world pressure points. On paper, healthcare administration sounds orderly. In practice, sports medicine organizations are dealing with rising costs, labor shortages, insurer pressure, and rising patient expectations all at once. Patients want fast scheduling, clear billing, and coordinated care. Clinicians want manageable caseloads and systems that don't feel bolted together after the fact. Leadership has to hold both at once, and technology adds another layer. Electronic health records, telehealth tools, and outcomes tracking platforms can genuinely improve care, but only when the rollout is handled well. A bad implementation turns a promising upgrade into a daily headache for everyone downstream. Key takeaway: clinical skill will always be the center of sports medicine, but it isn't the whole operation. As the field expands into wellness services, performance analytics, and preventive care, clinics and hospital systems increasingly need leaders fluent in both healthcare systems and business strategy. When that leadership is in place, clinicians can do their jobs without fighting the systems around them, and athletes feel the difference in faster scheduling, better coordination, and care that holds up under pressure. FAQL. Do I need a clinical background to work in sports medicine administration? No. Many healthcare administrators come from business, public health, or operations backgrounds rather than clinical training. What matters more is fluency in healthcare, specific issues like compliance, reimbursement, and staffing. What's the difference between a general MBA and one focused on healthcare administration? A healthcare-focused MBA applies core business disciplines, finance, strategy, operations, to healthcare-specific context, including regulatory compliance, reimbursement models, and patient experience metrics that a general program typically doesn't cover in depth. Where do sports medicine administrators typically work? Common settings include orthopedic and rehab clinics, hospital sports medicine departments, sports performance and recovery centers, physician groups, and college athletic departments. Disclaimer: Dr. Brian Cole and Sports Medicine Weekly do not endorse any product or service described on this site. Content published in Sports Medicine Weekly is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your healthcare provider regarding any medical condition. Gracias por escuchar este artículo. Esperamos que les ayude a mantenerse activos e informados. Para acceder a nuestra biblioteca completa de audio artículos diseñados para optimizar su salud y rendimiento, visiten sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. Los esperamos en nuestra próxima actualización.